which
never,
I always
never
like.
Recover.
Yeah, I wish it was bigger so I can sit down because I'm old now. But she makes fantastic drinks. Go in and ask for Abby. Also, you might know her from a band called Jenny D and the Delinquents is one of the backup singers.
Yes.
And she has her own solo career, and that's what she is promoting today.
Correct.
How you doing, Abby?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. We're lucky to have you here today at WMFO.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you're
going
to perform some songs from us. If everybody here wants to give a little background on themselves, we'll start with this person right here to my...
All right.
Hi, my name's Adrienne. I am a sophomore here at Tufts University. Yeah,
yay!
Thank you.
Woo!
I have been singing for a few years now. I'm in an a cappella group on campus.
What's the name of the a cappella group?
We are called the Amalgamates. We are the oldest mixed gender a cappella group at Tufts.
Nice.
Yeah, that's me.
That's her story. Oh, I am Abby Barrett. I am the aunt of Adrienne, and which is why I invited her here.
Thanks.
And yeah, I've been playing music in Boston for a very, very long time, and we usually play with three other guys, but today we have Mike Oram on guitar and Adrienne on backing vocals, and now Mike is going to talk about himself.
Hi, I'm Mike Oram. I've been playing with Abby for like 5 years, 6 years.
Feels like 10 though.
Yeah, it seems like something like that. As well as some other bands as well. But
like what other bands?
I sometimes play with Jenny D and the Delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
Airport.
Yes.
Eric Salt and the Electric City. Cujo.
Oh yeah, you're playing a lot of bands.
A lot of bands.
Yeah. Mike is very tired.
Yeah. So that's me. I play guitar.
So you might want to give him a little background on the your recordings you've done and where you've done them and who was on them.
Yeah. Me first. Okay. Yeah. So the last album we did was called the most current album rather is That Shame, which we recorded at Q Division Studios here in Somerville, Massachusetts, and we had Ed Velasquez as producer. He is also our bass player in the band. And it's a 9-song kind of guitar rock. It's a good, like, gym playlist kind of thing. Except for the last song is pretty mellow, but, you know, go to the gym, rock out, cool down on the last song. And then we have the first two albums were recorded in Northampton with a guy named Norm DeMora. And those are, I don't know, I like those albums. They're very, got kind of a range of music, some rock, some kind of quieter stuff. Very kind of weird and trippy, a lot of them, which I kind of like.
And what are the name of those recordings so people can get them?
First album I did was in 2008, that's Dying Day. And then the second album was called The Triples, and that was published. That was 2014, I think. Yeah.
I'm looking at That Shame and the love the artwork.
Oh, that's actually a clock from... My parents in the 80s got some weird clock that changed color. And then I took the clock over when they wanted to get rid of it. And it actually doesn't really turn color anymore, but it's kind of always that constant red. So I took a picture of that and then became the cover.
It looks like outer space.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, the clock itself is cool. And then I had a local guy kind of do the cover and stuff. There's me and my youth in the back. All of 1 year ago.
So... Growing up, what did you listen to? What inspired you to get into music? Were there any influences at home?
Yeah, I mean, I think my whole family is very musical. My sister and my brother are actually both really good singers, whether they know it or not. Your mom sings really well.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. And my parents are actually very musical, too. They're both really good singers. I grew up listening to like bluegrass and Beatles and Bee Gees and stuff, but mostly my biggest influence was probably Neil Young. Once I got Harvest was kind of a directional change for me. That was kind of the cassette that kind of changed everything for me.
And what inspired you to take up the guitar? I mean, who were your influences that way?
I don't know. I think that when I write a song, I kind of figure out later, like a few years later, I'll figure out like, oh, that sounds like this. But I never went into it thinking like, oh, I want to write a song like this person or that person. I just sort of came up with songs, and then later on I can hear certain influences. I do hear a lot of kind of Neil Young stuff in that, but I also hear like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I don't know, there's like a little bit, maybe a smidgen of Radiohead and like a dollop of, I don't know. Yeah, what would you say?
On the last album for sure.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Heavier kind of heavier
guitar stuff, yeah.
And how do you, when you write, how do you write? I mean, do you do the lyrics first? Do you do the melody first? You know, do you see something and it inspires you to do so? Or is it, you know?
I usually do like chords first, and then I'll kind of play with those for a while. And then as it happens, I'll kind of come up with melody over that. And then I'll sit with it for a while. And then I'll kind of think about what the song's about. Like I listen to it and think about what it's about. And then like lyrics happen and, oh yeah. And yeah, I kind of, it basically comes like music first and then lyrics later.
Cool.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm, so Mike Orm is telling me, so we got nominated for Best Singer Songwriter for the Boston Music Awards. So he has written a note to tell me that I should tell people listening that they should vote for me, which they should.
How can they do that?
They can go online to bostonmusicawards.com /vote. And there's a bunch of like great local artists playing or being listed that you should kind of check out and vote. And it's fun.
And they're playing too, because otherwise.
Well, yeah, some of them are playing. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The only person up there, which would be great, and you just win every award.
Yeah, I know, really. It's just an award show for me. Yeah, exactly.
It'd be called My Show of Shows for My Show.
The Abby Barrett Award Show.
Yes. Starring, yes.
Yeah, starring me.
Yes.
The way it should be.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. You told us off the air that your band just came out with an album.
Yeah, so
yesterday.
Yesterday, my a cappella group, The Amalgamates, we released an album called The Lockbox. It was recorded and produced by Plaid Productions, based in Somerville, Massachusetts. It's been 2 years in the making. It's out right now on Spotify, iTunes. We have physical copies as well for sale.
Where can they get those?
Well, you can come find me if you're on Tufts campus. We sell them usually at our various gigs. We just had a home show yesterday, so we won't be selling any more on campus for a while, but you can always come find me and I will sell you one.
And you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. If you look up the Tufts Amalgamates, we'll be on Facebook. We basically just search Tufts Amalgamates on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. We're all over.
So if they're looking to find you and they're out in the listening audience and they're not on campus, send an instant message to the band.
Absolutely.
And that would be a way to find out, one, where you're playing and performing and where to get the CD. And considering it is absolutely hot off the presses.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Not even 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also are available for hire. We gig off campus fairly often, so if you would like to have us perform at any venue, just shoot us a message.
Nice. Hustling.
At the same locations that you just gave us a moment ago. On Facebook and...
Yes, exactly. The Tufts Amalgamates.
Yes. Hi.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well.
So, what about you, Mike?
I play guitar a lot, as I was saying, a lot of different bands. I think we're pretty fortunate to live in a city that has a lot of great music, and I'm fortunate and lucky to be able to play with a lot of people around, and you know, so we're just enjoy it, you know. I enjoy playing music, and like it's a nice stress relief. And it's good for, it's good to, I always try to encourage people, you know, we were talking about Abby working at Toad, and like you go to Toad at any given night and you're going to see something that you like, you know? And so, I try to always try to encourage people to go see local live music as much as they can, because it's really good. It's not, you know, not only are you just supporting local artists, but you're going to enjoy yourself. And I think a lot of people sometimes miss that, but it's a lot of fun.
Plus, you can't become national until you start local. And getting out to support, whether it's, you know, high school or college or local bands, because they need your input too.
Yeah.
And they love to be seen and heard. And whether you're doing it, you know, down in the, you know, in our subway system, mm-hmm. near the T, or you're doing it on the Common, or you're doing it at great venues.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who listen to kind of mainstream music don't really understand the process of how you get there. You know, sort of like, here is this all of a sudden super famous artist, and like, where did that person come from? You know, I think listening to local music is how you kind of promote music that you like, and you help those people get to the next step.
Because it's important. I mean, you know, you're starting in college,
yeah,
which is a great way to do it. And didn't ask, who are your influences in music, getting into music?
Oh, wow. I mean, when I was growing up, I would go to Abby's shows ever since I was, like 6 years old. Yeah, this is all sponsored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But actually, I have this very vivid memory of being in fourth grade at one of Abby's gigs, and she like called me up onto the stage to have me sing with her one of her songs from her first album, Dying Day. And I really don't remember anything from fourth grade, but like that's the one thing. I think having someone in my family that is so close to music and like really understands the process like that one has to go through in order to like create like such an important thing was really influential in myself and how I relate to music.
Which is great. I mean, I would assume that if there are any questions, she'll come to you. And if you've got something new to play, a great sounding board right there too, right?
Well, and great harmony singer.
Yes. So. Speaking of that, well, first, why don't we do
PSA? Oh, yeah. All right. So, the PSA. Go green with rechargeable batteries.
Yeah.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, if I turn my microphone back on. Now, I do that on purpose because if I'm typing, I want to be able to hear you and not hear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the keys. I mean, may make interesting music, but not.
But not, you know.
So what would you like to start off with first?
I guess we'll probably just start with That Shame. Yeah. Whenever you're ready for us. All right.
Good.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Ooh.
You crave my attention, this thing in between we don't mention. Just taking your dog for a walk, you steady, you ain't is our shame? Does it have a name? Feed your ego. When it's over, won't you let me know? Kiss and tell her I'm alive. Turn around and catch my eye. Don't tell me what it is or isn't. Just make a damn decision. Still, she remains. What is that shame? Does it have a name? Feed your ego. Do you even know? What is that shame? Does it have a name?
That was great. Absolutely great.
Thanks.
Does it have a name?
Does it? It is. It's called That Shame.
There you go. So, another one for us?
Absolutely. So, that last one was off of our album, That Shame. And the same with the next song, which is called Follow the Sun. Whoops. Which I always mess up.
Just a waste of time. Money is freedom, but freedom is time. Who can say when you don't have a dime? Follow the sun. Follow the sun. Follow the sun. Despite how it feels, give up the ghost of the big reveal. Jump into nothing and dream up your feel. Dream so hard that you stand still. Follow the sun. Follow sun, follow the sun, follow the sun, follow the sun, follow the sun, 'cause you don't make me happy, and I just make you sad. Wasted years of a couldn't have, and will I give a lifetime just to know which way, what to keep and what to throw away?
thank you. That was Follow the Sun off our album, That Shame.
Better and better.
Good. That's good. Better than worse than worse.
Oh, you wouldn't want that. I mean, that would be...
That would be really bad.
Be politically incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, the opposite of what you want.
So, you have any gigs coming up?
The next gig we have is November 4th at Sally O'Brien's with a band called The Dents, which I am sure that you guys have heard and played many times, which we're really excited. We've never played with them before. But Jenny and I sing in a band together, in her band, and she's in The Dents along with Michelle Paulus. So I'm very excited for that one.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, and then we're playing New Year's Eve at Atwood's in Cambridge.
And do you have any gigs coming up?
Not at the moment. We actually just had a big gig yesterday, and so we're taking a break from rehearsals this week. Our gigs are usually all off campus, sometimes at like private high schools or if different businesses want to have entertainment come in. So it's really all based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after today, you guys won't have a moment free other than for your studies, because the studies have to come first.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, otherwise, you know, why, you know, spend a small smidgen of your fortune on an education. Bit, yes, yes.
Just a tiny bit.
And your future fortune, not your current one.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have any gigs coming up?
I have two. My next one is with Abby on, what was that, the 4th?
November 4th.
And then I also play with Megan Tracy, who I think played on the show, and she has a show on the 10th at Lilypad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Megan Tracy and the Misconnections.
Also nominated for a Boston Music Award.
Oh, for Best Video.
Best Video. Yeah. So.
Isn't it great to have, I mean, there are three major music awards in Boston.
Yeah. It's nice. I think Boston does a good job of, like, recognizing the people who are playing music. And, you know, I know it's sort of a, I guess, technically kind of a smaller city. But, I mean, I think it's nice that there's people out there go out of their way to try to recognize local music. Because otherwise, you know, it's just, you know, people play in bars and we try to make this a culturally important place to be. But it's nice that there are people out there who kind of... want to sort of reward that.
And it's all walks of life. I mean, whether it's an established band or... Mike, what goes on every single Sunday?
Well, we know that our friend Natalie Flanagan has a open mic down at the tavern at the end of the world. And you should stop in. She's a friend of mine, and she's a great talent. I love her voice. And they have guests that step in once in a while. I think they had Love Love last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another great band.
So we got a lot of stuff. We got some other open mics. We have the Lizard Lounge, which I've gone to, and we've had some talent from there come on air. And we have Thunder Road has it on Wednesday nights. And we have something, I believe, on Sunday at Walnut Street. So there's a bunch of ones out there, and we hope people come and participate in the open mics and eventually make their way to a show like this. We'd like to break you as you're just starting out and support you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because open mics are not just singers or musicians. I mean, some places, I mean, if you read poetry or, you know, I mean, many of our great entertainers started that way, too. You know, small little venues.
Well, and it's great to, like, if you are an established act and you want to, like, work on a new song, it's a great way to kind of bring it out in front of the public and see what kind of feedback you get.
And see what you need to go back and change, or if it's absolutely perfect. I mean, if it's perfect right off the bat.
That's great.
You know.
It's rare. Very rare, but it's great.
I think we are perfect here.
Well, we've worked on these quite a bit. we've rehearsed a few times.
Just a few.
Yeah, just a few here and there.
And, you know, it's, I mean, last two weekends, the Rat Beach Party, it took place at the C-Note.
Oh, okay.
And they had over 55 local bands.
Oh, wow.
On the two weekends. And that's just, it's, I know you always hear the things, it's priceless, but it's timeless because we have, you know, all the great bands who have played in many of the venues that are here and then some of them are gone. I mean, we keep losing them, but
yeah,
other ones keep popping up. And, you know, one thing I normally mention to a lot of musicians is you're doing a gig with somebody, stay for the next act. You never know where your next collaboration is going to be.
Yeah.
You never know where your next inspiration is going to be.
Yeah.
Or you never know where your next band is going to be.
Yeah. Unless you have kids and you have to relieve the babysitter.
Well, you know, what you do is just have the babysitter fill in for you once in a while, right?
They can do the gig.
You know, you just keep your own profits and, you know, just, you know, pay regular babysitting fees.
Yeah, right.
Which is now like $4 million, oh, I think, yeah, for babysitters now.
I'm okay with it.
So, what else do you have for us?
Let's skip this one. We're going to do a song called Got a Little Light, which is a little bit, it's off our first album, and it's a little bit more upbeat. And, yeah, it's a little bit more rock. Yeah, that's kind of in key.
Cool.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Better time, cause I got caught in the on and on and on and on of the thick of it. Got a little light now, and it shines like the sun, and it shows me I'm done. You freed me with all those things you said, but all the blood you shed and your sacrifice, you went on and on and on and on. I got sick of it. Got a little light now, and it shines like the sun, and it shows me I'm done. Held you like a candle, like a light in the dark,
light in the dark.
You took all that hot air and you blew out the spark,
blew out the spark.
You spewed more smoke, daylight broke. Believe me, I know what I've been, just twisting in the wind. With my shameful heart, I went round and round and round and round. I got sick of it. Got a little light now, and it shines like the sun, and it shows me. Skies and your soapbox style, you go round and round and round and round. Use the slip with it, reflex of all the light now, and you shine way too bright, and you blind like the night. I help you like a torch, like a light in the dark,
light in the dark.
You took all that hot air and you blew out the spark. So room went black, room went black, the room went black as you spewed more smoke, daylight broke. Now I see you on the skeleton within. When it's time to save your skin, here's what you do. You walk on and on and on until you find a switch in it. We'll turn on all the lights now, and it shine like the sun, and it show me I'm done, and it shine like the sun,
you. I just want to point out that we only rehearsed with Adrian like an hour before this gig, which is how talented she is.
Oh,
that she's just
thank
nailing
you.
It. I'm very proud.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, plus she's got a great mentor.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, he's a mediocre mentor, but yeah. Cool. I'm just okay. I do a self-deprecating thing. Is that last time?
That's your next album.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, self-deprecating humor.
Yes.
I'm going to do a whole shtick on it.
Yeah.
The album is called I'm Just Okay.
I'm a B minus. I'm a solid B minus.
Totally.
Totally.
Had to go there. So, all the music's great.
Thanks. But.
No. I mean, today, who do you listen to?
Like, I don't know. Who do I listen to?
I mean, is it some local bands? Is it national? Is it going back and revisiting what you listened to growing up just because you want to keep the inspiration?
I think it's all three. I mean, there's so many local bands that I really like. And then there's also, you know, I'm always going to go back. I think anybody just goes back to what they, you know, like yesterday I was listening to Neil Young, but I was also listening to like Wolfpack and like,
yeah.
I just go back and forth basically. New stuff, old stuff.
But it keeps you inspired because...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm never going to not be inspired. You know, I think the music part's always going to be there for better or worse, but...
Well, you know, how about you, Adrian?
I listen to a lot of different things, I guess. I really like this band called Lake Street Dive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of local bands...
Yeah, I think they actually got their start in the Lizard Lounge in Boston, and now they're pretty big, I think.
Yeah, they were on Colbert. And
yeah. Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. No, they're really big.
They're awesome. They're my favorite band. Aside from that, I don't know. I also like Wolfpack. I like some more like indie things, like The Head and the Heart. Yeah.
What made you want to get into a cappella?
Wow, a lot of different things. A cappella for me just is a really, really good way to just find a community and a family amongst a bunch of different people who love singing and love music and are really, really good at what they do, and at the same time are just completely loving and caring and just are as much of a family as they are a group of amazing, talented singers.
Do you write any a cappella songs yourself?
I actually don't arrange. I'm looking into starting to learn how to do that.
Well, if you were going to do that and just take a gloomy day.
Yeah.
Gloomy Sunday. What could you do with that?
With a gloomy Sunday? In terms of what?
So, I mean, you guys are mostly doing...
Well, we do...
Like cover songs, right?
Yeah, so a cappella is mostly... we take songs that have already been, like, written, produced, published, and we take all of the instruments and we turn them into vocal parts. And so on our recent album, for example, The Lockbox, we have Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. We have actually a Lake Street Dive song called Saving All My Sinning. We have a song by Flume, just a bunch of different artists essentially, and then we make it our own, more or less.
And I see that you have something of yours.
Oh here. Yeah, let's cue that up.
Oh wow. yeah, if we would like to listen to a song from the Lockbox, we can. I feel would we want to hear the Rolling Stones one?
I think
absolutely.
I would.
Is this the time? Like right now? Are we gonna listen?
It'd be true satisfaction.
Okay, let's
all
do
right,
it.
All right. Okay.
Let me get my passcode.
Open this up. Do you want to do it?
Do you want to announce the passcode on the air?
Yes. 303-405, guys.
Wait, that's actually it.
867-5309. Yes.
8675.
It's so not. It's only four. Oh, you're right. Sorry.
She gave me the wrong passcode.
That's okay. That means it's perfect, and it's never gonna go out there. And what up for
there
yourself?
There we go.
As far as writing.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is on our recent album, The Lockbox. You can find this on Spotify. It's the first track. It's called Satisfaction. Okay.
WMFO, Medford.
Here we go.
Nice. Woo. That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, that was soloed by Charles Winston, who's a junior here at Tufts, and arranged by Alex Green, who is a member slash founder of Plaid Productions, which is based in Somerville.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that was the world premiere of Satisfaction here on What's Happening.
Yeah. Very first time.
Live.
Exactly.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
The drums part, like the drums, is that, I know
that's
sometimes...
all vocal percussion.
It is?
That's, yeah.
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
So everything you just heard was created by the human voice.
That's so cool.
Name the album again, where to find it, and congratulations.
Thank you. The album is called The Lockbox by the Tufts Amalgamates. On Spotify, it'll just show up as The Amalgamates. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music. It's all out there.
And more gigs to come.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was
awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I guess it's a little bit, sounded better than the Stones.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know.
But
I like,
thank you.
Well, it's a number one hit at the top of the list today.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can't beat that. And I hope the rest of the ensemble is listening.
Yeah, there definitely some of them are.
Yeah, her phone
are
seems
listening.
To be blowing up.
My phone is blowing up. They're all really excited that I'm
you can
playing
see smiling
the album
through
right
the phone,
now.
Right?
I can, yeah. Shout out to Alex Strong, wherever she is.
You can't beat that.
No, really.
You know.
Can't.
Talk about improvisation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the spot.
Good
boom,
promo.
Done.
Exactly.
So, what do you have next for us?
I think we're going to do a song called Perfect Math off of my second album. Yeah.
The Triples.
Which you can find on Spotify. Oh, shout out to Avon, Connecticut. yeah. You counting us or am I?
One, okay. Two, three, four.
Talk and touch a tale that includes you. Scan me for flaws, take note of my body parts and guess at my sutures. Look in my eyes, interpret your destiny and predict my future. Predict my future. Ooh, yeah. Oh, here you go. You calculate your perfect math to see if I make you feel good. I wanna blow the missing part of your equation. You didn't take a casual, how far to involve me? Try to find history, accuse me of mystery. How quick can you solve me? Heat from my skin, impeccable wiring. Could you make a home? From designer blueprints, from past disasters, what could go wrong here? What could go wrong here? Calculate your perfect math to see if I make you feel good. I wanna blow the missing part of your equation. You did. of opinion, malfunction of circuitry, or just poor reception. It's all in the details, results not so close at hand, impending rejection. Calculate your perfect math to see if I make you feel good. I wanna blow the missing part of your equation. You didn't take a real look. Ooh la la la, ooh la la la, ooh la la la.
Thank you.
That was the perfect equation.
Yeah, right? You know, math is fun.
And, well.
I'm not very good at it, but it's important.
Well, let's see.
Math is important.
Where are we? Tufts University.
Yes.
Okay. A few of our student DJs and board members are engineering majors.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, there you go.
They were actually working on perfect math a little earlier, because you really don't want it to...
Yeah, you don't want to be imperfect math.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But, you know, but perfect math doesn't always lead to perfect love.
That's true.
It takes more work than the numbers.
Yes, yes.
Just like every song.
I guess so.
So,
should we do another one?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think we got, we got a couple left. We're going to do As I Wanted You.
Cool.
A song we love to play live. Mm. We always play it. Am I starting this one? Okay. Of an ocean, I'm at the edge of an ocean. Couldn't you hear me? Couldn't you hear me? Feeling the weight of a wrong love, feeling the weight of a wrong love. Couldn't you see me? Couldn't you see me? As I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you to. A trip for the sunshine. I thought I'd try and get back my. Couldn't you find me? Couldn't you find me? Nobody here speaks my language. How many ways to say anguish? Speak up and save me. Speak up and save me. As I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you, as I wanted you to want me. Do you want me? Thank you.
built a house in the long past. I hope you visit a long last. Couldn't you find me? Couldn't you find me? Water is striking the front door. Water is soaking the floorboards. Come up and take me. Come up and take me.
Said each song is better and better.
That's awesome. Cool.
We should stay here all day.
I know, right? We're never leaving.
As we spoke off air earlier, but a song you haven't played in a very long time.
Yeah, we have a song called Dreams We Bleed that we don't usually play. It doesn't really quite fit in like a 45-minute set, especially because we kind of do a lot of like harder stuff when we're playing live. But this song is on our album, The Triples, and it was produced by Rafi Sofer from Q Division. And the recorded version is quite beautiful, and hopefully the live version is also good. And once my hand comes back, we can start playing. I start this one, right?
Yeah.
Sun on the lake, the ripples that quake, a haze that will fade in the dark. Vines pushing through the trees they outgrew, and don't it just ache in your heart? Sun touching down. Kiss at the crown, the sun gave the water to wear. There's no better scene to hide in a dream, to hide in the thoughts I can't share. If I could just bring it to life. But I showed up late, watched others create the things we all need to survive. I see all the place in the sky out of reach, up too high. So I sit along like a hurt that goes on, and I start to sink in, wrap myself in, creating a home of the memories that. time I believed this was open to me. But how does one hide from just being alive of the future and past? It's the present that lasts. If dreams could plead, dreams could plead, they would show desires that flow till I was just left skin and bone. But the world's gonna spin whether I lose or win, so I sit and dream on my own. Oh, if dreams could bleed, dreams
are missing out.
Not anymore.
Because now we have it done live.
Now we have it.
So where can people find you next at your next
November
gig?
4th at Sally O'Brien's, December 31st at Atwood's Tavern in East Cambridge, and they can always find us online at Spotify.
And on Facebook,
and then abbybarrett.com.
And
Amalgamates?
The Amalgamates, yeah. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Facebook. We have an Instagram page. We also have a website, amalgamates.com, if you want to learn a little bit more about us and what we do.
Do me a favor for those out there who don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, yeah. AmalgamatesCom.
.com.
And Mike?
My next show is with Abby, and then I have a show the following weekend with Megan Tracy at Lily Pad. What did I say that was? The 13th or the 14th, I think. Go see live music.